Do you know that there is only one God in three eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way to heaven, and His death and resurrection bring forgiveness of sins to all who believe? Welcome to the Pastor Study, a ministry of PastorStudy.org. Join us now as we study God's Word, the Bible, together.
Welcome to the Pastor Study. Today's topic is how to hear God's voice. I mean, if you have a dream, how do you know if that's God, the devil, or pizza? How do you discern this stuff? I think this is a difficult topic, so we're bringing in an expert who wrote a book on this. His name is Anthony Hulsebus. Hi there, Anthony.
Good morning, Pastor.
And Anthony has been a minister for 30 years, has done lots of evangelism, just wrote a book called...
Who's Talking?
Who's Talking?
Discerning between your voice, God's voice, and the enemy.
So that's the main topic today, everybody. And before we jump into that topic, how did you come to Christ?
1978. I was growing up in Iowa, grew up Catholic, okay, and never read the Bible, gone to some services, literally walking out of my high school gymnasium, there's a guy standing there, it's not hyperbole, in a white robe, sandals, long hair, beard, little, you know, bag over shoulders, and I walked up to him, he looked me in the eye, and he said, "Do you know the Lord?" Didn't even say hi.
He was dressed up as Jesus?
Looked just like, well, it was just after the Jesus people movement.
Oh, gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
And people were walking around
kind
doing evangelism.
Type. Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, looked like Jesus, right? And he said, "Do you know the Lord?" Looked me right in the eye, had blue eyes. His name was Timothy Moore from Des Moines, Iowa. I'll never forget it. Met him for all of 30 minutes or whatever. And he shared the Romans road with me, the gospel, the basic scriptures, you know, all of sin and fallen short of the glory of God. And I prayed that day, gave my heart to the Lord, and got born again in 1978.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd your family handle this?
Well, I kind of kept it secret for a while. I didn't know what to tell them. I didn't know what to say. It wasn't until years later I began to share Christ with them and lead them to the Lord.
Okay.
And I was honored to lead my family to the Lord.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
All nothing right.
Better.
And you're writing a book called...
Who's Talking?
Who's Talking? Is it God? Is it the devil? Is it pizza? Whatever. So here, now, Anthony, I've been a pastor many years, and I've kind of been burnt by some of this. I believe God speaks to us, and so He mainly speaks to us through the written word, through the Bible. But I've had people say, you know, God told me Lorraine's not going to die, and the next week she was dead. And the lady was sincere. I don't doubt her faith, but she thought it was God, and it wasn't.
Right.
So, how do you determine what's God, what's you? What's pizza? What's the devil? How do you sort this out?
Right. Yeah. Well, first of all, the foundation is we should expect to hear from God because Jesus said. Now, you know, I don't know how you get a better authority than Jesus, right? Especially if you're a Christian. He said, "My sheep hear my voice." Okay. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we should expect to hear him. But Hebrews 5:14 says this. Very interesting. It said, "Solid food is for the mature who through practice have their senses trained to discern both good and evil." Okay, Hebrews 5:14. So, just like if you called me up today, and well, let's say we haven't spoken for years, you know, and what you did call me, we hadn't spoken for a while, and you said, "Hey, how are you?" And I'm like, "I'm sorry, I don't know that voice. Who is this?" And it would take practice for me to. And then the next time you call me, like, "Hey, oh, hey, Tom, how are you? I know your voice. I'm familiar with your voice. I know how it sounds. I know how you speak, what kind of words you use. I know your character," right? So so through practice, when I practice inquiring of the Lord, asking him a question, waiting for a response, okay? And in my book, I take us through King David. King David was obviously wrote Psalms, heard from God pretty well. They're pretty prophetic Psalms. Mm-hmm. But he grew in his hearing. So you grow in your ability to hear from God. You know, if I tell someone tomorrow, "Tom, I want you to inquire of the Lord, ask him some questions, and I want you to have it down pat," no, it's not going to happen. It takes time. The good news is you can hear from God. You can hear from him as often as you need to, but it takes practice to discern, and I'll get into detail on how to discern,
right.
Is it God or the devil?
All right,
or you.
For instance, or yourself.
Or yourself,
I think
right.
It's, for instance, the lady who knew that Lorraine was going to live and be healed.
Right.
It wasn't that she was trying to be evil, but she confused her emotions with the voice
right.
of God.
Right. And here's the thing. One of the things that we get that muddies the water is I'll hear what I want to hear.
That's right.
Okay. And so I have, for 30 years, have taught how to hear from God. I've walked that way myself. There's ways to test and see.
All right, so let me give you an example.
Yeah.
And you tell me how you'd respond to this.
Yep.
A dear Baptist pastor, when I was in college, said that they had a Wednesday night prayer meeting to pray for a little boy who was deathly ill. They prayed for him. The pastor said, I got such a strong sense God is going to heal this boy.
Right.
We left the prayer meeting in faith, believing he was healed. The next morning, he was dead.
Right.
So what did they do wrong? What's going on there?
What happened was, you'll notice that the pastor didn't say, the Lord spoke to me. Okay.
Well, he I think, whatever. Go ahead.
And I hear this all the time. Again, I've done this all over the country, all over the world. I've taught this. People will say, well, I sense, or I feel, or I believe, because they have a general desire, which gets confused with
the world.
what they think is God's will. Now, here's the thing, and the Bible says regarding healing, which is one of the toughest areas as far as hearing, the Bible says, look, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. We should expect people to get healed. We want them to be healed, okay? But they have their own faith and there's other issues. Healing's a fairly complex area of our faith, right? But when it comes to hearing, I'll tell you one of the most profound things that I'm going to share with you this morning, okay? That I've shared
this
with you.
This is airing in the evening, but that's okay.
Well, this evening. The Lord spoke to me. He was speaking to me.
Yep.
And he said this to me years ago. He said, when you're willing to hear anything, you'll begin to hear everything. Okay? Most of us don't have a truly open agenda. Most of us have an agenda of what we want to hear. Okay? Versus, you know, I mean, when the Father spoke to Jesus and said, you're going to the cross, remember he struggled in the garden and said, Lord, take this cup from me.
Nevertheless.
But he had to open to be willing to hear anything. If it's your will, I'm going to the cross. And he knew that was a bad...
So that keeps people from hearing the Lord because they're not willing to do what
right.
they hear.
Are you willing to hear, go up to that person, lay hands on them, pray for them? Are you willing to hear, go give that person a tract? Go tell that lady over there about Jesus. Are you willing to hear that? Because if you're not, people say to me, wow, how come God speaks to you all the time, doesn't speak to me? I say, well, are you willing for him to say anything? Because if you have an open heart and your heart's open, you'll begin to hear.
Okay. So let me.
So that's a big limiter.
All right.
Fear. Fear blocks.
All right.
Fear is the number one.
Or disobedience. That sounds like disobedience.
Not be willing. Not being willing to. Yeah.
So.
No more pie for you, Tom.
So if Anthony, let's just get specific. Somebody's watching this show, and they have a girlfriend, and Lord, is this the one? Should I marry her? Should I not? How do you discern something like that?
Great. Okay. So the first thing we want to do is we want to ask the Lord a question. This, and again, when I'm talking about hearing from God, I'm not talking about a gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about the gift of prophecy. I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit coming on you with some special anointing to hear from God. Jesus said, my sheep, Christians. And listen, he speaks to non-Christians too. We know that. my sheep hear my voice. So I'm talking about asking the Lord a question, should I marry so-and-so? And then listening for a response. And we'll talk a little more specifically about that. But one of the ways to test, because the whole thing is testing.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that's God? Well, first of all, does it line up with the Bible?
That's right.
So the safeguard to not missing God and doing something silly is, does it line up with the principles, the characters in the scriptures? Okay.
Can I stop you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just did this with somebody. He wants me to marry him and his girlfriend.
Yep.
But she's not a believer. Well, yeah, but, you know, but you don't need to pray, God, should I marry a non-Christian? Because the Bible says if you're a Christian, you marry a Christian, 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But but she's a Christian, so now what?
Well, James 3:17 says this, the wisdom from above is first of all pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, unwavering, full of good fruits. So James 3:17 gives us a little map. When I'm hearing something, is that peaceable? Do I have peace in there? Or is it like, ugh? Okay, is it gentle? Is it willing to yield? That's an interesting thing. So I'll tell you an experience that started me on this road, which is, by the way, I spent 3 hours last night teaching a lady how to hear from God. It's changed so many lives. One of my board members for my ministry, and again, I'm in the marketplace. I'm a financial advisor. I'm not some special holy guy that just does ministry. I'm a normal guy. But I had done crusades overseas, and he said, "Well, would you pray and ask the Lord to come if you come to India with us?" I said, "Sure, I'll pray." So I go into my prayer closet. I'm squinting and squeezing, you know, trying to help. We try hard to hear from God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Lord, do you want me to go to India?" And I heard no. Okay. And normally when we feel like
now,
we
when
hear
you
something,
hear no, you're not saying you heard a voice
no,
from
no,
heaven.
No, in my spirit.
Gotcha.
And we'll talk about the spirit
yeah.
voice versus
okay.
the natural voice.
Okay.
Because we have two voices.
Okay.
My natural voice and my spirit voice,
all
which
right.
is the inner voice. The
okay.
Paul called it the hidden man of the heart, the inner
okay.
man. Because
okay.
you are a spirit.
Okay. okay.
God's a spirit, John 4, right? So I'm praying and I hear, you know, I hear no. But then I did something I've never done that changed my life. I said, "Why don't you want me to go to India?" And I heard, now this is where it gets interesting,
mm-hmm.
I heard, "Because I hate you." Now, I'm a real smart Christian. I knew that wasn't God. Okay? The enemy, demons, the devil, whatever, can speak to us. They can mislead us. But if we don't inquire and pursue that voice that we're hearing to find out who's talking,
mm-hmm.
so I knew that wasn't the Lord, you know, because I hate you, because I said, "Lord, why don't you want me to go to India?" So I rebuked the spirit of rejection. I hate you, rejection. Rebuked the spirit of rejection, prayed again, said same question, "Lord," you know, with my spirit voice, quietly to the Lord, with my inner voice. I said, "Lord, do you want me to go to India?" I heard no. Then I asked him why again. I said, "Why don't you want me to go to India?" He said, "Because you're not ready." I thought, well, let's pursue this voice some more. Let's find out who's talking. I said, "Why am I not ready?" He said, "Because of fear." I said, "What fears?" And he began to address my fears of traveling to India and different things. And we had a nice conversation, right? So I learned the what I call the power of the second question. The
right.
enemy...
Let's put... So back to the married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do I marry Judy, who's a believer, and
right.
I'm a believer,
yeah.
or not?
Yeah.
Okay, Lord, should I marry her?
It's real easy
okay,
for the enemy.
That? What do you
it's
do?
Real easy. You have a voice. So there's three choices. God.
Yeah.
The devil,
uh-huh.
the enemy, a demon, or you, right? So the first thing you do is you learn about your own voice. But let's just go, let me give you a scenario. The guy prays,
uh-huh.
and he, in his heart, he said, I hear yes. Let's say I'm the guy, I'm serious.
Uh-huh.
The next thing I would do is say, well, Lord, why do you want me to marry, you know, Bobby Sue or whatever, you know? And then the Lord will, according to James 3:17, the response should be biblical, because it's my will, because I love her, she'll be a good wife, you know, instead of, well, you do what you're told, buddy, right? That doesn't sound like a gentle voice
mm-hmm.
in James 3:17
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
So that will, I love James 3:17, it gives us a little filter to work through the character of God. Because I'm interested, you know, God's a God of character, He's a God of motive. What's His motive for telling me to do something? Listen, every Christian wants direction. Jobs, marriage,
yeah, yeah.
Should I come on this TV show?
Yeah.
Right? You know, I asked the Lord, should I come on the TV show? Yeah, have mercy on Tom, he needs help.
Hey, but I'm going to tell our audience something. I talked to Anthony about a month ago to invite him to this very show. And I'm an old guy now, and I'm trying to decide, do I take Social Security or not?
Yeah.
And he's a financial advisor. So I said to you, you know, Anthony, I'm having trouble discerning whether I wait till I'm older and take Social Security and get more money, or I start taking it now. And you said to me, well, don't just ask the Lord, should I take it or not? Ask Him, why should I take it or not?
Yeah.
And I did that,
yeah.
and it really helped.
Yeah,
it really
does.
Helped, and I'm going to take it now
yeah.
because I think I know why I should take it.
Right, right.
And,
so, and
yeah.
here's the thing. It says in James 3:17 that the word from above is willing to yield. God has no problem with you saying, well, prove it to me, Lord. Prove that it's you. How do I know this is you, Lord? Right? He has no problem explaining himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's a father. He's a gentle father. But let me get at the center of this, if I can, Tom,
mm-hmm.
to the secret to this, so to speak. We have three different options when it comes to asking God questions. It can be the Lord responding. It can be the enemy. Okay, we know the enemy talks to us. Jesus, the enemy talked to Jesus. The devil tempted Jesus. We know we get tempted to do silly stuff, jump off a bridge, eat too much, you know, pie after dinner, look at somebody in an impure manner. So we get tempted. We hear voices, or it's our voice. Now let's talk about our voice. Okay, the number one thing that will help someone in hearing from God is discerning the difference. Because most people do this. They pray. And I say, hey Tom, what did God say? He goes, well, most people say this. Well, I don't know. Maybe that was just me. just me. Mm-hmm. And they realize that you have a voice. So you're a spirit. You live in a body, but you're the only creature. Now listen, this is very important. You're the only creature as a human that lives 100% in the spirit world and 100% in the natural world at the same time. So you have two voices. You have this voice you can hear me with these ears, and then you have your spirit voice.
Okay.
Like if we died right now, we go to heaven, you're not a blob floating around there. Hey, Tom, I'll see Tom. You're a spirit being. John 4 says God's a spirit. So when God speaks to you, he speaks to you, to your spirit man, not audibly. I mean, people have heard God audibly, okay, but it's pretty rare.
Right. Yeah. So how do you discern if that impression, spirit voice, whatever, is God or you?
Real good. So I have everybody do a little test. You need to be familiar with your spirit voice, what it sounds like, what it is, and to know that it's not a thought. Because most people dismiss stuff as, oh, that was just a thought. Okay? Number one, thoughts are pictures. For instance, Tom, I want you to think about a dog right now. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'll bet you saw a picture of a dog in your mind. You didn't say the word dog to yourself.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thoughts are pictures, little video clips. Those are thoughts. Think on things. If you think on something, you're playing video clips, you're seeing pictures, right? You'll think about and you'll picture something. But if I say, Tom, count to 10, right now I'm going to have you count to 10 quietly to yourself. Go ahead.
Doing it.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Now, you were just counting like we all do. You know, when we pray to God, we pray with our spirit mm-hmm. voice. Mm-hmm. When you were counting right now, to 10, were you counting, were you speaking, or were you thinking?
Thinking.
You were speaking. That's not thinking. Thinking are pictures. When you are when you count to 10, let's say you sing quietly, we say this phrase, to myself. Or here's another phrase we use, not a biblical phrase. We say, in my head. Well, I was thinking to myself. I said to myself, yeah, you did say to yourself, that's your spirit voice. That's the space that God speaks to you.
Okay.
That's the place that God speaks to you.
Okay.
The same voice. And people always ask me this question. Well, Anthony, what does God sound like? You know what the answer is? He sounds like you. Imagine if you said, Lord, do you want me to do a show on hearing from God? And you heard this. Well, I don't know. Might be a good show. Might not. Talk like an English person. That'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
Okay.
An English voice coming back?
Uh-huh.
By the way, why is God always English in the movies? Right? But no, he sounds like you. He's familiar.
But how do you discern whether it's you or him?
Okay. Because when you ask God a question with your spirit voice, becoming familiar with your spirit voice, then you shut up. You stop. You say, Lord, how about this one? We'll do this today. Lord, do you love me? Stop. So now when I've stopped my spirit voice, I'm no longer talking with my spirit voice, the same voice you count to 10 to yourself quietly. You just count it to 10. That's your spirit voice. Then you stop. And then whatever you hear is not you anymore. It's either God or the devil.
Okay.
You've eliminated that one confusing choice because I'm not talking anymore. I've said, Lord, do you love me? Stop. So I take whatever comes. And it's either yes or no. Lord, do you love me? Jesus, do you love me? And then we always do the power of the second question. And this is what changes lives. Lord, why do you love me? And I've heard some crazy responses, some beautiful responses, some funny responses.
You know, one thing I say to people, Anthony, 95% of what God wants you to know, he's already told you. It's in the Word. So if somebody is really wanting to hear the voice of God, but rarely reads the Bible, I don't think they really want to hear the voice of God.
Well, yeah, you know, you need to read the Bible. Now, there's a difference between God showing you a truth out of Scripture mm-hmm. and actually God speaking to you one-to-one extemporaneously. In other words, you have a question that's not biblical. Should I take the job at Walmart tomorrow? Okay, well, that answer is not in the Bible.
That's right.
So we Christians, all humans, crave, we desperately want to be led. We want someone to lead us. We want to know we're not alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, Christian, the number one thing people have asked me the years is, please help me hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a desire of the human heart. So the Bible says in Romans 8, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So yes, I want all the principle, all the truth. The filter is right here. If you don't know the Word of God, you can be easily deceived.
You sure can.
You need to read the Bible.
So Anthony, let's try another one. Let's try Walmart. I've been offered a job at Walmart. and I've been offered a job at Cub Foods, and I'm praying, Lord, do I take one of them or neither of them? How would you start over and do that one? How would you discern the voice
of God?
So
again, being familiar with my own voice. So let's say I've got to make a decision. Mm-hmm. I first start with this. I start with real basic stuff. I come in the morning. I'll just sit there or any time of day. I say, Lord Jesus, do you love me? Wait for a response. So I'll do that right now. Lord, do you love me? I heard very much my son. Said a few other things. He said, I'm proud of you. He says nice stuff, right? So now I'm warming myself up, hearing from God. Lord, why do you love me? He said, because I made you. Okay? You're my son. He would like to say other things, but we're going to keep it short. Then, after I've established I'm hearing some good basic stuff, lines up with the scriptures, so I know I'm hearing the right voice, not saying funny stuff mm-hmm. like, Lord, do you love me? No, you nasty little critter, right? Mm-hmm. I hear good stuff. Then I'd say, Lord, should I take the job at Walmart? So yes or no question. Don't start with a big, long response. You want a yes or no. You want short answers at first. When you're first learning to discern, start with yes or no questions. Okay? Lord, do you want me to take the, should I go on Tom's show? Take the job at Walmart? No. Okay? That's very simple. But again, the enemy can come in here to mess with you. So in order to know who's talking, we need to run it through a filter. God's a God of motive. He has good character. So, Lord, why don't you want me to take the job at Walmart? Now, that's going to tell you, because you're going to, that's a response that's going to be a little phrase, because it's not safe or not good money. You're going to hear a little something. Do you want me to take the job at Cub? Yes or no? And then ask him why.
What if you don't get a yes or no or anything?
Well, here's something. That's a great question mm-hmm. because I deal with this whenever I travel and teach on this. People, it's rare, but people say, I don't hear anything. And I'll tell you then a couple of we already talked about the two blockers. Number one blocker for me, and it will shut down communication from God, is fear. Okay? If I'm not willing, what if I, in my heart of hearts, I really don't want to work? I want to stay retired, let's say, and I don't want to take a job at Walmart. Well, then I'm la, 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 I can't hear you. Mm-hmm. I will hear nothing. Because then I'm off the hook. The other one is, as you said earlier, disobedience. I'm not willing. So remember Jesus told me, he said, Anthony, if you're willing to hear anything, you'll hear everything mm-hmm. that you need to hear. But if you're not willing, if you can't hear the hard stuff, you're going to miss some things. And you'll do what you want, and you won't really be following God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so am I really willing to hear to go be a greeter at Walmart? Nothing against Walmart, God bless Walmart, right? But I'm saying, am I willing, and that's the challenge of the depth of our character with the Lord as Christians, am I willing to hear go to China to be a missionary? Mm-hmm. Am mm-hmm. I willing to hear that? Mm-hmm. Because if you're not willing to hear something...
Let's say you're willing, you believe you're willing, you're praying, Lord help me be willing, and you pray... And you still don't seem to get a clear answer.
Yeah, so here's what will help you. Mm-hmm. When people can't just hear yes or no and then why, get a pen out and begin to write. Some people, when you add writing down a response, helps them tremendously.
Absolutely.
And I've done this for many years with people all over the world.
I've learned this too.
Number two is change the setting. Change the question. Give example, the Walmart example, or job example. Lord, should I take the job at Walmart? I don't hear anything. I hear, and this happens to me, yes. And then I hear no. Then I hear, and God's not confused. He has a will. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then let's change the question. Lord, do you want me to work? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lord, do you want me to work at a grocery store? Yes. Okay. Lord, which one? Target. Oh, okay. I was asking the wrong question. I wasn't able to put him in context. He's wanting me to go over to work at Target instead of Walmart. Now I've changed the question. I can better hear. Okay? So sometimes you can't hear because of how or what you're asking. You're just not able to have the capacity to hear that.
And, to me, some of this is pretty iffy. I'm just being honest here. So if I got, okay, I think I'm supposed to work at Target. Mm-hmm. Liberal Target.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, that's a whole different issue.
Local company.
I like the verse in the Proverbs, in an abundance of counselors there is victory.
Correct.
So I would like to take what I thought I heard from the Lord and bounce it off a few mature Christians to see, you think that was from the Lord or is it this the pizza or whatever, you know?
That's good advice. Yeah, and there's victory in a multitude of counselors. The other thing you could do, though, again, make sure it lines up with Scripture, but again, not everything is in Scripture.
I know, it doesn't tell you. Yeah.
But here's what I tell people to do.
Yeah.
Ask the Lord the same question different times a day, different days, because he's going to be consistent. If it's a yes to Walmart, then he's not going to say no on Thursday and yes on Friday.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So Friday I'm going to ask him at dinner, in the shower, in the car, so that I'm emotionally in a different place.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's a little tip. Don't get into some big prayer closet mode like this and tell the devil, look, devil, I'm praying. Come confuse me. I'll just be walking along, taking the dog for a walk, and say, hey, Lord, should I go do Tom's show or something?
Yeah.
And ask him a question. I catch the devil off guard because, yes, let's be clear, the enemy likes to speak to us, cause confusion. Mm-hmm. We know this.
Yep.
That's why you need to discern and learn. You need to learn your spirit voice because that's where God speaks to you. And then you hear his voice, and then learn the enemy's voice.
Okay.
2 Corinthians, Paul said, we are not ignorant on the enemy's schemes.
Well, listen, thank you, Anthony.
Yep.
Everybody, we're going to put Anthony's number on the screen. If you have questions about this, we're going to put it on the screen here, I think. There you go. Our guest is Anthony Hulsebus. For more information, 763-300-7312. Thank you so much,
thank
Anthony.
You, Tom.
And everybody, there's an old saying, the Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't.
There you go.
Anthony's right. God doesn't tell you whether you're supposed to work at Walmart or not. Nevertheless, 95% of what God wants you to know, he's already told you. So I encourage you, read your Bible every day. So when the devil pretends he's the voice of God, you can say, that's not the voice of God.
Amen.
So good.
Amen.
So Anthony, we got just about, could you just close in prayer?
Yeah.
There's people out there. What job should I take? What do I do about Social Security? Well, who do I marry? There's all kinds of questions. Just pray for the people if you want.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you, through your Son Jesus, promised us. You made a wonderful promise. You said, my sheep hear my voice. So I just pray that everybody that's listening to us would have a new level of faith to expect you to lead them, to guide them, speak to them. And Lord, I pray that they would dig into their Bibles to see how God has spoken to people all throughout generations, and that today he's alive, Jesus is alive, and the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, and we can be led. So I pray today you release that faith in their hearts to hear your voice. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, again, thank you, Anthony.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
And everybody, we will see you next time at the Pastor Study.
Thank you for watching The Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the good news of Jesus Christ because of the generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever.